I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things. We like self-care for ourselves. And guess what? It's our 100th fucking episode.
100.
100.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Doing things. Kicking ass.
Killing people. Just kidding.
Not killing people. Talking about killing people. Talking about people who kill people.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that in because there's like the Parks and Rec where she's like bloody dead people and he's like fake bloody dead people.
Right, yeah. No, but we're doing good. We're killing it. Yeah. We're at 100. Look at us.
I can't believe it. It feels like just yesterday.
Let's pat ourselves on the back.
Yes, I'm going to pat your back.
Okay, I'll pat your back.
Thank you.
I hope the mic picks that up.
I do too. We did it.
We did it. We literally pat our backs.
So we are at episode 100, and what we kind of decided was at the 100th episode, Danae was going to talk about her favorite. We said top three, but you know what? It's hard to do top three.
It's hard to do.
So we're doing our top six favorite episodes that are Kim-centric, and then 101, I'm going to do my favorite Danae episodes that are Danae-centric. So,
okay, so here we go.
And then we're going to talk about self-care after.
From...
It's Let's, not in an order, too, because it's hard.
Well, I put it in chronological order.
Sure,
so
sure.
I'll start from the beginning.
I'm curious to know.
We're going to go episode 25, Tall Hot Blonde.
Okay.
Amazing. Loved it.
We still need to watch the Lifetime movie.
So good. Oh, my God. Yeah, we do.
Let's make rhubarb bread and watch Tall Hot Blonde. I'm not joking.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's so good.
Episode 37, The Dybbuk Box.
Ooh, that's so a good one.
That's such a good one. It's such a good one. Episode 56, Dennis Rabbit.
That was kind of changing things because I feel like that was a case that not a lot of people covered.
No one knew that. And then we had one of the victims literally write to us and be like, yeah. Thank
Tammy.
You.
Tammy.
Tammy
she reached out to us. Yeah. And then we added her because we're like, you're the sweetest.
You're amazing.
Little sweet baby angel. So love her.
Love her. Episode 60, Urban Legends.
That's a fun one.
I fucking love an urban legend. So good.
I want everyone to know, we talked about this earlier, Danae and I were the weirdos that like during, not even October, like
the Scholastic during, book fair.
Yeah, we were getting the creepy, books. Weird books. And people are like, can I get that after you? And you're like, yeah, you can. But like, I started the trend.
It's actually for me.
Sorry,
thank
not
you.
Sorry, mostly.
Sorry, I'm gothic, but I'm 12.
What does that mean?
It just means wearing a studded belt
from
Hot Topic,
like once in a while,
and then like a cute polo shirt
with your polo studded belts and polos hashtag.
That was my style. Okay, and then episode 68. This one is like my all-time favorite, though. Like, even though it's in chronological order, this is my all-time favorite. Episode 68, Iron Mike.
Okay.
It made me laugh so hard.
I'm going to be honest. Good. I will get into it next week of which Danae episodes I tell people. But and for all of you out there, when we talk about episodes for people to, you know, listen to that aren't super true crime, this is the one.
That's a good one.
This and another one, I'm not going to say which one yet, are what we go with because it was... We like when we get to root for the person that we're talking about the whole time. And it's kind of like, I don't know, it was a fun one.
Also, I was like hella fucking pregnant and like I couldn't drink and I like needed a little
something
pick-me-up.
That was like.
And it just like tickled my funny bone and it was so good. Like I love Iron Mike.
Can I tell the backstory of that one?
I feel like we need shirts.
Oh, 100%.
Iron Mike.
Iron Mike. And then they think we're going to be talking about Mike Tyson.
Right.
So one night, Keith and I were like sitting in bed. I do not know what brought it on. I can't tell you what brought it on. And I just remembered this story from like the back of my brain. And I started telling Keith. And then I was like, because he was talking about like, I don't know, we were talking about like weird murder things. And he was just like, oh, that's a good story. And I was like, I should tell this on the podcast.
And I'd never heard of it. I love when I've never heard of it.
That's the best. It's like a story and you're like enthralled. But it's also
good when you know it and then mm-hmm. you're like, what? I didn't know that detail.
Well, I've always known that was your favorite one.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the other one that's my favorite. But hilarious. Like, yeah, it's a good one. It's literally my favorite. It's a party story. You guys can tell it at parties.
It's so good.
It's so fun. It's so fun. It's fucked up, like, obviously.
It's fucked up. But, like, Mike is still just like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm not going to die.
Walks in the next day like, crazy story. I fell asleep in the night.
Here's the thing. I ate tuna with nails in it.
And they spent more money on, like, getting him drunk than, like, they got in the life insurance. So
it was the best. And then episode 84, Compliance.
Do you want to fucking talk about that? Because I was mad as fuck.
Okay, well, first of all, it's a good episode because I do like the story. Like, it's kind of like the whole time I'm like, what is happening? But I also love that I can take compliance and make it Kimpliance with your name.
I did not consent to this shit. Everyone Kim in this family to it. Is ruining my fucking life because they add Kim into anything I say. I'll say computer. And Keith will be like, oh, you mean Kimputer? I didn't fucking say that.
It sounded like he said computer
now. I just have a speech impediment.
Kim.
So everyone's ruining my life. And that's why Danae likes it. Because she's also ruining my life.
Okay, but that story is like... top notch. It's just so like crazy.
Insane.
Yeah. So insane.
But
so
I just want to mention, I didn't name it. Danae and her husband named it. Because they're bullying me.
We're bullying you via the internet.
I'm being cyberbullied. Guys, I'm a victim.
Okay, so what was your self-care this week?
So my self-care for this week is... we're just really starting to plant plants, you know?
That was going to be mine.
It's fine. Shh.
It's spring.
So... in Colorado, if you've just moved here, like, please move back to where you came from. But if you've lived in Colorado all your life, I'm sorry, I'm gatekeeping. I shouldn't be that way. It's whatever. But you have to wait until after Memorial Day because people are like, Mother's Day.
You said that.
Which is a lie because then there's a freeze.
You never know.
Did you notice that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a freeze kind of between Mother's Day. So you have to wait until after Memorial Day. The weather's beautiful. It's everything. Keith and I went to... not Tagua Gardens. We love that place. But we went to this place called Nick's. We love Nick's. It's in our orbit. But we went there and we just bought tons of stuff that we wanted.
What'd you buy?
So we got Carolina Reapers. Not for us.
What's that?
But for the squirrels. It's the hottest pepper. It's like on the same line as ghost peppers. We got
that's
zucchini.
Smart.
Yes, because we have a really big squirrel problem. So we just got a ton of peppers. We got
and you can use those zucchini. Too for like a nice little hot sauce.
Are you looking it up?
I am.
Cayenne peppers are insane, and maybe we'll use them, but they are really hot. And we didn't really get them for like Kim and Keith.
Cayenne or the Carolina Reaper?
Carolina Reapers. No, they're. Oh, okay. Cayenne peppers are like a nice little, like, they're nothing next to the
Carolina Reapers. The heat says exceptionally hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like hot. It's hella hot.
People have gone to the hospital after.
There's a guy with like his face and it's all red.
Yeah.
He's on fire.
Yeah, it's not really for us. And then we got some tomatoes. We got some zucchinis. We still need to plant the zucchinis, but we also need to till the garden still. We've tilled part of it. By we, Keith has tilled part of it. But we need to go, and then we're going to do corn, all that other stuff. So it's just Karen. Once I added butter, it was crazy or something. But what was your self-care?
Well, I was going to say the same thing. I also have been, like, gardening and enjoying,
welcome to Colorado. We all have.
It's so...
It's fun. It's fun.
You We're know, old. I'm in my 30s and I'm here for my like cottagecore era. I'm making bread.
Cottagecore till the day I die, for real.
Yeah. Like, I'm having a garden. It's so fun. I bought some lilacs.
If you guys,
honeysuckle.
Really quickly, if anyone's like, ooh, you guys are nerds, sorry. Like, listen to something else.
Cry about
listen
it.
To somebody who's not nice about victim. So,
we love plants, and that's fun.
So, you got honey. Sorry. I was so just like, I got lilacs,
honeysuckle. I got a butterfly bush. Like, I literally want my backyard to be a butterfly, hummingbird, honeybee haven.
Okay, my mom had the butterfly bushes when I was like growing up. She still has them now, but I'm telling you, like, you're gonna see purple butterflies.
It needs to be magical. I'm truly creating a magical yard where butterflies exist, and we could go out there and I'll be like, oh my god, what is the real world?
Where here we I live am in is not our yard. Forever home, it's our starter home. So like,
but you can still make it beautiful and like,
sure, and we're working on that, but like, you know, like in the when we do
that'll create selling value.
Thank you. I right
yeah
I was supposed to say I know I was just like no you're right so right now we're just doing a garden. I think that does add selling value. But we're trying to make a yard for ourselves.
Privacy. Like, that's that was my main goal with the big kind of like bushes, is that I just need a little bit of like coverage from our neighbors.
No, 100%.
And the butterflies.
We don't have a big issue with like neighbors being like weird or anything. Like, we actually really like the neighbors we've met. Like,
no, our neighbors are great. I just don't want to like look at you or talk to you, really. Have you seen that TikTok where it's like,
what is this?
My wife is introverted, she does her nails at home. My wife is introverted. She, like, walks away from the neighbors when they're talking to her. And I was like, is this me? Because I literally bought, like a gel thing so I can do it. My nails at home.
Can we do gel nails?
Like, oh, my God, okay. Yeah.
Because, like, look at this situation.
Yeah, let's do it.
Guys, and I don't
also,
have nail
like,
polish
our
on.
Neighbors, like, are like, hi, Danae. I'm like, hi. And I, like, shut the door.
I only know our, like, if you're looking at our house, I only know the neighbors on the left, and they're super sweet, and their son is adorable, and I always wave to them. But other than that, I really don't know my neighbors.
I'm not trying to, like, talk to you. Ew.
I'll talk to them, but anyone else, I'm like, oh, I don't really, like, if I
also, I will say, when they did try to, like, have a conversation with me, I was, like, hella pregnant. I was like, anyways, it's, like,
well, yeah, there
I'm
you go.
Pregnant. Like, can we not, like,
can we not do this?
I'm gonna need to go lay down. Thank you.
No, I'll talk to them, but pretty much everyone else, I'm like,
but I think now they just think I'm a bitch, so they, like, don't talk to me at all, which is, like, great.
That's
like,
fine.
It's fine.
That's fine.
I'll leave it that way.
I just don't want neighbors that are, like, weird and retaliating, and they have, like,
oh, nothing. No.
Which, like, luckily we don't have that, but I've heard stories
oh,
of people
Oh, Steven's
who have
a
that.
Chatty Cathy. He, like, chats
oh,
up all
Steven's
our neighbors.
Oh, Steven's got you. Never mind.
Yeah, no,
I take
exactly.
back everything I said.
That's what I'm
Steven's
saying. I'm like,
got you.
He's the chatty one, and then I'm just like, anyways.
You're like, I'm gonna go inside.
I'm gonna go.
Well, I'm the chatty one, and Keith's not, so...
Sister
imagine if I let him like do all the chatting, they'd be like, I'm getting a restraining order. I'm just kidding,
he
wouldn't.
No, he would just be like, anyways, bye.
Yeah.
Go inside.
Okay. Yep.
Neat.
Neat.
Okay, sorry, what are you telling me about this week?
So this week intro. No, it's fine, because it's our episode,
it's our
100
episode. We yeah. do what we want.
And 101, I'm gonna tell you Danae, like, my favorite episodes of Danae's.
And don't tell us what to do.
Yeah, we're sick of it. So this week I'm gonna tell you the story about Brittany Drexel.
It's not ringing a bell.
Okay, have you heard about Natalie Holloway?
Yes.
Brittany Drexel. Okay, this is a cautionary tale. I decided to save episode 100 for... I didn't save it. I'm sorry. I just was like, this sounds like a good case. So, Brittany Drexel was in the same vein as Natalie Holloway. She went on vacation, and shit went not good.
Shit went south.
And so, I hate to say this, but because I was... So, kids, when you're going on vacation, your mom say no. Karen, I'm not talking to you. You're over the top. But your parents being concerned about it, there's a valid reason for that. Karen, I'm not talking to you.
That's like that one.
I was never allowed to go on vacation.
Remember the episode where the guy went on spring break and it was the Palo... God, my brain is
Palo
trash.
Duro? Palo Alto?
No, remember the cult where he got like sacrificed? and he went to Mexico spring break.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't remember what it was, but it was not super long ago.
Yeah.
It was at your old place, if I remember. It was like one of the last ones we did at your old place.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he went on vacation with his friends to Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go into this one. And she's very close to our age, so keep that in mind.
Oh.
So Brittany Drexel was born October 7th, 1991.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. In Rochester, New York. She was born to her mom, Don Drexel, and a man of Turkish descent. That's the only information they give you about this man.
Okay.
Named John. He wasn't super involved.
He's Turkish, but his name is John?
That's literally the information they give you. It's kind of, okay. And he wasn't involved and kind of left when she was a baby. And her parents weren't together. And they were actually like teens when she was born.
Oh, okay.
If that gives you any context.
Sure.
Yeah. And her mom ended up marrying a man named Chad Drexel. And he adopted Brittany. And he was a true dad to her. She loved him and they got along great.
I love when people can do that. Like,
that
takes a really special, salute to the men, kind of person.
Yeah. Who
especially a man. Like, sometimes a woman can do that, and, like, mm-hmm. I'm like, girl, good for you.
Yeah,
like,
no, either if man, a man or woman, can do it, I'm think like, it's incredible. Wow. Yeah. Like, yeah.
That's awesome. He wasn't the stepdad, he was the dad's
Yeah,
he was the real,
yeah. Yeah. Okay, but, like, yeah.
But really.
But, like, really, yeah. And he adopted Brittany and was a true dad to her. Like, his name was Chad Drexel, her name was Drexel, so that should tell you
everything. Yeah, that's, like, big. Mm-hmm.
And she loved him. They got along great. Unfortunately, at this time, her mom and Chad were getting divorced. They don't go too much into it, but she had just moved out too, so she was going through a really rough patch in her life.
Oh, that's
and
harsh.
She was trying to be strong for like her younger siblings.
Oh,
which you understand that completely, like being strong for
being
like
the older child.
Eric, lock your fucking doors and Keith. So. Every time I name him, I have to say, lock your fucking doors, even though he's done it, guys. We're proud of him.
He has done it.
We are so proud. So during this time of the story, April 2009, she was a high school junior at Gates. I want to say Chile, but I know it's child. It's something else, but I'm going to say Chile. I'm so sorry.
How's
but
it spelled?
It's spelled like Chile.
C-H-I-L-I?
Uh-huh. And she was super pretty. She was only like 5 foot, so she was very tiny.
Tiny little baby.
And her mom said her life was soccer, and she was actually a really talented soccer player at her high school. And she was really well-liked and popular and all that good stuff. And she was just a sweetheart, too. So she wasn't like popular mean girl, you know.
Okay, which good, because no one likes that.
Yeah. So popular, in fact. That was my voice crack. That she was invited to Myrtle Beach in South Carolina for spring break. Ooh. Keep in mind, this is, like, Rochester, New York area.
Yeah, so they're, like, East Coast.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Ooh, oh my God. I've heard that Myrtle Beach is so beautiful.
I have heard from Janelle from 16 Pregnant. She would always talk about Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... she was invited to Myrtle Beach, but she was a junior. Keep that in mind. She was invited by seniors. Okay, so she's not even like a senior? Yeah.
Okay. And she's going to go for spring. Dude, did you ever go anywhere for spring break?
No. As I said, Karen, yeah, my mom wouldn't let me do anything.
I don't think that was even on our radar. I was also a really good kid.
Yeah, I didn't do spring break because Karen wouldn't let me. But.
Yeah, that wasn't even a thing for us.
Not the worst thing, according to the story.
Okay, so she's a junior. She's hanging out with
seniors. Yeah, and the girls a year above her were like, we're going to spring break. And
that's like
strange part about it. Yeah, so they were seniors. I think it was more of a college thing, but like maybe in the East Coast, you know, we're West Coast.
We're not West Coast. We're like...
No, we're West Coast. That's what people say. We're West. We're not Midwest. We do not.
Well, we're not Midwest, but we're not West Coast.
But we're West.
Because we don't have a coast.
Well, no, you're right. I'm just saying we're not, like, Midwest. We're not West Coast. We're just West. So, just we don't know what they're West. Doing up the East. We don't know what they're doing in the East.
We're just general West people.
We're West. It's okay. Fine.
Sure.
So, seniors invited her to come.
Okay.
And the strange part about it was that people said the girls that invited her were, like, not her friends.
Oh, no.
Like, they never saw them hanging out. But like you would expect if they're inviting her to go to spring break.
Yeah. So, for spring, like an overnight trip.
Yes. Yeah. So as spring break, also I have a cold, sorry people if I sound nasally. So as spring break was looming close, Brittany had to ask her mom if she could go, and it was like a 14-hour drive.
Oh shit, what?
And her mom said absolutely not.
Yeah, that's a long drive.
And it was an all-out fight pretty much like until spring break. Okay. She'd bring it up, mom, please. And her mom was like, no.
No.
No. What? Not today.
14 hours as a teenager driving? Are you kidding me?
No, thank you to any of that.
And like rest stops, like,
no.
This is where trafficking happens. Sorry, no.
Anyway.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You just made a face.
So, her reasoning was that Brittany was 17.
Yeah.
Going with people who were 18. Mm-hmm. Spring break tended to get crazy. And she's only a junior. Basically, no one did trips like that until they were seniors. This was like a senior trip.
That's like a senior celebration trip.
And the biggest reason is there was going to be no supervision, which is unsafe when you're young.
Immediately, no.
Yeah. Brittany hated it and thought her mom was being ridiculous.
Okay, Brittany.
And then she hatched a plan.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. She was like, oh my God, mom, you're right. I'm not going to go.
Oh, fuck.
But for spring break, can I go stay with one of my friends here? And I'm just going to stay with them for a few days.
Oh, no.
And we'll see movies. And you can call me whenever you want. And
her mom fell for it.
It was convincing.
She did a good job.
So since Brittany was being so level-headed and polite, Dawn was like, you know what? That's fine. However, she wanted to talk to her friend's mom.
Okay.
Before she was going to allow it.
Sure.
Well, obviously, she talked to the mom.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Quotes. So it the was mom, someone's friend.
It wasn't
being
a mom
like,
at all.
Hello, this is the mom.
And off Brent went to her friend's house, then to Myrtle Beach. Her boyfriend at the time wasn't able to go, but she would be texting him throughout the entire trip. And he seemed like a really good guy. Like, he really loved her.
Okay. But we've all been teenagers before. Like, how did you
fall for that? No, we like him. We like him.
No, I mean for the mom.
Oh, like, yeah.
Why did you fall for that?
Yeah, I had to start lying because I was extremely sheltered. And it was
That's
very
what
annoying.
You did. Sorry. Like.
Well,
how were you supposed to do
shit? I tried to be honest, and honest didn't get me anywhere. No, sorry, Karen. So... I had to lie about everything.
Yeah.
So, but did I? It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. So, the people traveling there were Brittany and two girls from her high school, two senior girls. And what do we know about a group of three girls together?
Usually, if it's not the best friend triad, one girl will be left
out. And I'm saying that because, like, I have, like, the triad of friends I hang out with. You have the triad of, like, friends you hang out with.
But in high school.
But in high school, three's not a great number.
Yeah. One girl always gets left out.
It's just not a good number in high school. Like, but pretty much right off the bat, Brittany was the one that was left out of everything.
Well, yeah, she's a junior.
Yeah. The girls were being super mean to her, and she was not having any fun. And
they were being mean. Oh, no.
Yeah, and she was sure to tell John, her boyfriend at the time, all these things. She's like, I'm not having any fun. They're being really mean to me. Also, they're probably getting into clubs that she's not because she's 17, they're 18.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd they even invite her? Like, really?
I'll get into that.
Okay.
Well, not really, but kind of. So, one of her classmates ended up going to Myrtle Beach, but he was staying at a hotel on the other side of the city. She ended up hanging out with him and his friends most of the time, and she actually met a guy from Illinois and hung out with him as well. And he seemed like a really, like, nice guy.
Okay.
Like, and she wasn't doing anything. She just wanted someone to, like, laugh with and hang out with. And she would, like, invite him to the room, and he had pictures of them, like, hang out on the deck. Like,
and sometimes boys can be a little bit nicer than girls.
Yeah.
In high school.
Absolutely. And she had invited him to her room to hang out with, and that's what they did. And she wanted to do something while she was there because... The girls made sure to leave Brittany out of everything. Like, and I said in quotes, like, why would you even invite her?
Exactly. Why would you invite her then?
Like, I even put that in quotes. Why would you even invite her? So, earlier on the 25th of April, 2009, Brittany had texted her mom that she would see her the next day, and Brittany had gone to the beach with the classmate from her high school. And she kept leaving her, and she just told her mom that. And she did go to the beach. She wasn't totally lying, just not which beach she went to.
Sure. So, you know, that's how you make a lie happen, is yeah. there's a little bit of truth to it.
It's like a sliver of truth.
Yeah.
So she ended up leaving her sandals in the car that she one of the guys had rented. I don't know if they drove their car rented. It was kind of like both. Huh. And wanted to grab them from him. It was at this time she was really wanting to leave because the girls were being super mean to her and she was ready to go. And the walk to their hotel from hers, she was alone, which is really scary.
And she doesn't have her shoes?
Well, she had shoes. She just was getting her sandals back.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was starting to get dark. And she was texting John, her boyfriend, the entire time she was walking to the hotel. Her plan was to grab her sandals, go back to the hotel, and immediately fall asleep so she could wake up and go home the next day.
Aww.
And her friends, in quotes, were at a club, so she was going to be alone in the hotel room. It's not exactly clear how long the walk was, but the hotel the guys were staying at were a few miles away.
Okay.
So probably like 3 or so miles away. And yeah. I'm just grabbing a number out of the air. So it was probably like a half hour walk to an hour, you know, who knows. And she's by herself again, which is really scary. And like her face at this point was probably buried in her phone because she was also, she's texting
her boyfriend,
John,
right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she arrives at the hotel room and the hotel footage shows her going up to the room that the guys are at. And she's only there for like a half hour. And then it shows her leaving. And apparently at that time, one of the guys corroborates this, is one of the girls that she went on the trip with was like, let her borrow a pair of shorts. And she was freaking out and telling Brittany that she needed to come back right now and give her the pair of shorts because she was going to wear them that night. So why was she wearing the shorts?
Girl, why, like, why?
And she was being over the top. Brittany was like crying about this. She was like, this is ridiculous.
If you're gonna be this mean to
someone. And girl's like, I don't care what you're doing. I need those shorts. And so she's like, get her sandals, go back, give her the shorts. And she's like, you have to head back and give me those shorts. Which is like, bullshit. You let her borrow them. Then don't let her borrow them. She was still texting John at this point, her boyfriend. And she told him she was heading back to the room. And then she stopped texting him.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he started freaking out because he was like, Brittany, please get back to me. And some time passed and she still didn't text him back. And at this point, he was trying to just do anything to get her attention.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, Brittany, I'm going to tell your mom.
Oh, shit.
You know, anything
just
to, like,
see, mm-hmm. like, yeah.
And again, nothing.
Oh, shit.
And John is really concerned. And instead of waiting, like, to be honest with you, if this was me, I probably would have waited because I'm like, I don't want her to get in trouble. He immediately texted Dawn.
Oh, I love Dawn.
Like, yeah, and I hate it.
He knew something was wrong.
Mm-hmm, but, like, good for him. Know, you and me probably would have waited until the next day. Like, we don't want to get her in trouble. Maybe she fell asleep, you know? So he initially panicked, texted Dawn. He had called Dawn, actually, and he was told her everything. He's like, I'm so sorry I didn't tell you, but, like, and Dawn is initially super pissed, which, why wouldn't you be? Your daughter lied to you. She
well,
said
yeah,
she was
she's
staying.
Now just finding out all of this information. Yeah. She's 14 hours away with other kids who she doesn't know. Like,
yeah, I'm like, she's super pissed, but, like, who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
Like, I would be, too.
But also, if he's coming to you, then, like,
obviously something's
that's
wrong.
Worrisome.
Yeah. So, John and her end up calling Britt nonstop. Like, they're just calling her. Because, like, at this point, Dawn's like, great, my daughter's, like, 14 hours away from me if I want to travel by car.
Yeah.
And she never answers.
Oh, no.
And, he ends up going to Dawn's house and they just, like, hang out together, not, like, to figure everything out.
Yeah.
And the calls were just, like, being unanswered, but then they just started going straight to voicemail.
Oh, no. So her phone died.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so scary.
And Dawn had a family friend also named John.
Why are so many Johns?
Story. I know, right?
Okay.
And he actually lived really close to that area, and he ended up going straight to Myrtle Beach, which I think is really nice.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And he filed a missing person report, and she ended up calling her parents, Dawn did, and Chad to figure out what they're going to do about Brittany. Because at this point, Chad was still like, I'm her dad.
Yeah.
Like, we're
Even
not together,
we're divorced,
but I'm her dad.
Raised
which,
her
yeah.
And...
And, you know, that speaks a lot about his character. Like,
totally.
I think he's probably a really good guy. And it's not clear if she flew there or she drove there, but Dawn immediately went to Myrtle Beach, and Chad did, and so did John, her boyfriend. And it's not, I'm not super clear if her dad, John, did or not, or if he was home. So, okay, sure. But he still cared. The people cared.
That, like, super mattered.
Were yeah, there. Yeah. So, the last people she was with were the classmates that were staying across the city, and they went to talk to them, and it turns out that they, like, the police had gone to, the police were on top of it.
Okay.
And they checked out of their hotel at 2 a.m. and drove home.
What?
Which is really sketchy.
No, that's super sketchy. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
Why did they do that?
So the girls, you're saying, checked out at 2 a.m?
The boys. The guys. That she went to get her sandals from.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which, unbelievably sketchy. Them,
but
they didn't even get their deposit back and ended up leaving stuff behind.
Yeah.
And the guy that she knew really well came home, got an attorney right away. That's no. Smart to get an attorney, but weird.
But why would you?
And that's not that? All. That's not all the sketchy shit that happened. The girls she was staying with at the hotel were trying to get another hotel for like one more night, like a different hotel room. They were like just trying to like just like so stay at another.
All in on it?
So they were trying to ditch Brittany.
Oh my god!
And not tell her.
Dude, that's so fucked.
And it makes no sense. Why would you do that for one more night? Just deal with it. And I'm like, I don't know if they were sick of Britney or some weird shit. It doesn't make sense.
But even if they, like, that's so messed up. Like, she's literally a child. She's 17.
So you're trying to get a different hotel room. You're going to
ditch her, and then what? What is she
going to do? Are you going to drive home? And, like you knew.
Leave her there?
Yeah, well, they knew her issue. So, like
that's what it, so yeah. Messed up. Like, I don't know, dude.
And that night, her mom, like, figured out who she was with, and they kept calling those girls, and those girls never returned the calls. Mm. And they called them nonstop. They were at the clubs, they didn't care, and they never returned the calls, ever. That's but
really messed up.
They eventually got cleared.
Okay. So the girls are clear. Mm-hmm. They were just assholes.
Yeah. And the guys.
We're focusing on the boys. Okay.
So the boys just did that. That's all they know. But here, anything. Anyways.
Okay.
So they look at her records. Her card wasn't used, but her phone was paying off towers. And the last place was the swampy area that had a bunch of crocs and wild boars.
Oh, God.
Not a place you want to be.
Yeah, you're not just hanging out there.
It occurred to her mom at that moment that she might have been a victim of human trafficking. Which you mentioned earlier, and that's why I got really quiet. So, trigger warning for people. Just know that human trafficking is going to be discussed. Just know that. So, Myrtle Beach was actually a very huge hotspot for human trafficking because it was a tour, like an area where tourists went.
Yeah.
And people were constantly going in and out. So,
kind of people don't know where they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone in her life was immediately on top of this. Like, they were passing out flyers and trying to talk to people about Brittany. In fact, her father, Chad, had stopped cars in the area where they last saw the phone ping and was stopping cars. And one of the people started laughing at him.
What?
And were acting really weird. And he balled up the flyer and threw it at Chad and drove off.
What a shitty thing
and
to do.
And Chad immediately had a really bad feeling about that person because who the fuck does why something would you like do that? That?
Yeah, that's
especially up. When your daughter's missing. You're not like trying to sell them an MLM.
No.
You're
like someone's
I'm looking
missing.
For someone I love.
Yeah. Oh,
so God. He said majority of the people were really helpful and said that they would keep their eyes peeled for her.
Yeah.
Like most of the people.
That's
like
a normal response.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm so sorry to hear that. Like I will keep my eyes open.
Let me take a flyer so I can see her face and like look and try and find her.
There were multiple searches done in that area and people came from all over, different jurisdiction officers came. It was insane. And this wasn't a small area too, it was big. So this was a big operation, swamps and crocs and wild boars, all that. So they have to call the search off for a while because they aren't finding anything. And for a few months later, they find some sunglasses that might have belonged to Brittany, and they do DNA with it and find nothing. So the case cools down again.
Like,
anything, I think.
I mean, like, like you're really grasping for straws, but it's like,
especially when her phone's pinging off of that area, I'd probably be like a little bit like anything. I'm like, could be hers. So a few months later, they tell Dawn that they have done some persons of interest in April 2010. Mind you, this was April 2009.
Okay.
They don't give much, but they tell her that, and it just becomes a dead end. So she loses hope again.
Hmm.
However, in 2012, that, I just hit my elbow, that hurt. There's hope again, because there's a man named Raymond Moody that becomes a person of interest. He was a sex offender with the charges of rape, kidnapping, and lewd acts with the child under 14.
Oh my God. They aren't
able to find any evidence, though. Okay. But he's in that area.
Okay. They just, like, kind of, like, saw his name as a sex offender, and they were like, let's go to him?
Yeah, because a lot of the stuff kind of matched up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So in 2016, unfortunately, they make the announcement that Brittany is deceased.
No.
Cops were given a confession by a guy named Taquan Brown. He is in prison and he is not getting out for a very long time. He tells them a story about him going to a house in 2009 to a stash house. And basically a stash house is like where they keep like the drugs and everything. Sure. So they don't have like, so if you rob a drug dealer, you're not getting anything because they don't keep anything at their house.
Right.
So, but he was giving a man named Sean Taylor some money for something, and he noticed that his 16-year-old son, Timothy Deshaun Taylor, sometimes he goes by Deshaun, sometimes he goes by Timothy, it varies, was with Brittany, and she had a black eye.
Oh, no.
She was in a room with a bunch of guys. He was using her for human trafficking.
Oh, my God.
He said that when he was at this house, she made a break for it, and they caught her, and they brought her back and pistol whipped her really badly. And then he heard gunshots. And that's when he decided to leave because he assumed it was Brittany.
Oh my God.
And he assumed that the gunshots were for her. And it was said that her daughter after that was thrown into an alligator pit.
Oh.
And I can't even imagine as a parent hearing that.
Yeah, as a parent, and then also, like, imagine as Brittany, like, being in this situation, like, literally worst
There was nightmare. Nothing you could do.
No. Oh my God, that's so scary.
Yeah. At this point, 2016, Timothy is in jail. He was robbing places like McDonald's, and the cops offer him a deal if he tells them what happened to Brittany. And he tells them he only knows about her from the news, not actually kidnapping her.
Okay.
And they end up questioning him, and he fails a polygraph test. And the biggest problem is that everyone involved keeps pointing a finger at each other. It's like, well, I was at, you know, Taquan Brown, his father. Like, they're like, well, I saw her at this place. It's just like she was probably passed around.
Oh, no, that's so sad.
Hold on. Then May 2022, 13 years after this crime had happened, authorities make an announcement that they have found the remains of Brittany Drexel.
Where?
The Taylors weren't involved in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. So that was just like a red herring. Like,
was probably someone else that they saw.
Okay.
But the truth is,
also so sad. Who the fuck was that?
Who knows?
Okay. Anyways, go on. Sorry.
So the truth is, Raymond Moody, who I talked about a little bit ago, was the man that they questioned.
The sex offender guy, right?
Much before, like, this was the guy who did it.
It was him?
Mm-hmm. The day after her disappearance was when he buried her. They got this information from Raymond himself.
Oh, shit.
And this is very new information.
Okay.
I, like, a lot of my sources that I'm going to list knew about the disappearance, and it was still unsolved until 2022.
Wow.
So the remains were found 2 miles from his house, and he had confessed to the police about the murder. And the reason he had confessed to the police about the murder was the investigators made his girlfriend, Angel Voss, wear a wire while talking to him.
Okay.
And that's when he admitted to it. And that's why he decided to confess after he found out about her wearing a wire. He was like, yep, well, I did it.
Oh.
So in October 2022, Raymond Moody pleaded guilty to admitting I was a monster. And he was sentenced to life in prison for the murder and 30 years for the kidnapping. So he's not getting out of prison anytime soon.
So he literally just, like,
it was an opportunity. He had a rap sheet the length of, like, our entire bodies. Because he constantly, he at one point was sentenced to 40 years for the rape of a minor. And they let him out of jail. And he just kept getting out. So,
like, literally, Brittany was just a person of opportunity. Like, he came across her as...
So she wasn't a trafficking victim, which I don't know, like... So, he killed her the day after because he kidnapped her April 25th, 2009.
When did he, like, get her, though?
And she was...
Because she was going... Was she, like, going from the boys' apartment to the girls'?
It just doesn't go too much into it. But, like,
the hotel?
I tried to figure out the backstory.
How did he get her?
I tried to find the backstory because I was so curious. I'm like... Because it just was, like, he confessed the murder. I'm like, why did he confess the murder? It's not just he confessed the murder. It's, like... What led up to that?
Right.
And it's just essentially like he confessed to the murder. And I'm just wondering, did he grab her after she left the hotel? Did he grab her on the, on her way there?
Yeah.
We don't know. And they were never able to find videos because I gotta say, the cops did their due diligence. Like, they found this guy. And they actually, he was a person of interest before, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, they didn't find out what really happened. It was just more or less like he confessed to Angel that it happened, but we don't know
how.
Mm-hmm. Nobody thinks they're gonna be a trafficking victim. It's always not me.
Well, I thought she wasn't a trafficking victim.
But that guy told the story that she was,
right? Well,
and then she died the day after, and they did DNA on her, and they found out she did die the day after, and there was a little bit of sexual assault from that guy. But, it's just... The whole thing is sickening. It's sickening.
Yeah,
because there's
no
way...
If she was trafficked, they wouldn't have killed her, the day after. They would have used her for that trafficking.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
It's really scary because it's, nobody goes on vacation thinking something's going to happen to them.
No.
And everyone, I get it. You go on vacation, you want to drink, you want to have fun.
Sure.
But,
you also, as an adult, not as a minor.
Yeah.
Like,
she's 17. Sorry, she was sober. She wasn't even out partying. She was out, getting her fucking sandals and going back to the room.
It just sucks.
Because homegirl needed her shorts back.
I feel for her parents where it's, you thought she was somewhere and then she was somewhere else. That's, a parent's nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
You already
were she gets it. She can't do it anymore. Yeah. She's safe. And she wasn't.
And your worst nightmare is coming true.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's awful. But it's just I tell this story because guys, I know you think you're invincible. We all do. We all have those times where this isn't going to happen to me. But you can be so on top of it, but still fall so flat and not realize.
Because it literally could be just
I've told you
a
the story
chance.
Of the guy following me and my friends noticed and I didn't. And I'm so careful with that stuff. And I didn't even notice some guy was following me and they did. And they walked me to my car and who would have known if they didn't?
Right.
Who would have known if they were Kim's going to get to her car? But unfortunately, she was on a really bad vacation
with
people who didn't
who
care.
Weren't looking after her.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Ugh. That's so sad.
Yeah, it's a sad story, but guys, you need to be so fucking careful.
With
so
your friends
careful.
And your people that you go on vacation with. But, sometimes even you do all the things and it still happens.
Yeah, I agree. You can do all the things. Just be more cognizant. And if your parents tell you not to do something, if you're under the age of 18, if you're over 18, come
please,
on.
Why are you listening to this?
Yeah, why are you
13?
Listening to them? But, just be careful, be aware, and who knows, she might have been aware and it might have done nothing for her.
So sad.
But we'll post pictures. She was beautiful of her, and it's going to be on our Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod.
You can also email us if you have any stories that you want to tell us, anything literally like self-care tips, stories, whatever.
Compliment Danae's shorts because she's killing the game, guys.
Thank you. I feel like a lifeguard.
You.
They're bright red.
Like a good like Baywatch.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah. Pamela Anderson, is that you? Oh, I record with Danae, not Pamela Anderson.
Compliment Kim's Barbie pink sweater.
It was very cold when I was leaving my house.
Right.
But we're also on Facebook and TikTok. Like, we're on everything, guys. You can find us.
I don't think I said the email. It's mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
But we're mysteriousmavenspod on TikTok and Facebook. So
just look us up.
Look us up. Goog. Like us. Say nice things. But if you have mean things to say, then fuck off. But...
All right. Until next time,
take care of yourselves. Yourself. Be careful with your vacations this summer.
Yeah.
But bye.
Bye. Oh my God, that was so fucked
up. It's scary.